This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? I know mine is a little depleted. I've been overextending myself just a bit, which is easy to do when you got a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. It can be easy to ignore, you know, your social battery and spread yourself thin. I'm kind of doing that right now, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And I need to find that balance of what's the perfect amount of socializing versus work versus creative stuff. Well, therapy can help give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't completely drain your battery. And that's what it's doing for me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sitcomdnd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sitcomdnd.
I saw this past weekend Aaron absolutely embarrass a magician in front of a bunch of comedians.
A magician?
Oh my God, it's the worst thing I've ever done.
What
it's
did you do?
The guy was like, hey, can I do some close-up magic for you? And we all gathered around and he did some card trick and he immediately picked Aaron as the first person participant. And he was like, name a card. And she said like three of diamonds. And then he's like flipping through and then he's like, is this your card? It was like the one card in the deck that was faced backwards.
Oh.
And Aaron goes, oh my God, yeah. And then she goes, I'm a plant. And I thought he would laugh and I thought anyone would laugh. And it was dead silence and super awkward and he winced. And then about an hour later, it hit Elizabeth, and she was like, Jesus, why did you do that? He was trying his best in front of everyone. I was like, I don't know. And I was like, I was trying to make him laugh, and he didn't laugh. And then she went, and she meant it seriously. She went, did anyone laugh? And I was like, no one laughed, Elizabeth.
I said, I think I chuckled a little bit.
No, you chuckled because of the silence.
Yeah, maybe.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience. Today, it is the beginning of a brand new season. Season 5, episode 1.
Woo. Woo. Did somebody clap?
Yeah, I did hear clap. A clap.
I clap. That might have been from our fake studio audience. Yeah, it is exciting, and that means y'all are at level 5. At a new season, you're at a new level, baby. Let's go!
Ah! A lot of people said I couldn't do it.
Whoa, lead!
Sorry, that's
holy shit.
That's what it feels like when I gain a level.
It's like it kind of hurts.
It does.
I
hurt.
Like to watch.
We take a little break in between seasons. We got to get out the disc jockey energy at the beginning of a new season. A lot of pent up recording energy that we just need to expel, I think. What's going on? Well, last season, y'all almost died. It was pretty close. It was pretty scary. I was scared. And in the end, it all worked out. To be alive and to be together is a fantastic thing. So much so that the gang is taking advantage of it in a way that they had always hoped they would, which is by going into a full swing of a party they're calling Dream Day. And Dream Day is where they're doing all the things that they wished they were always able to do and take advantage of had they lived. And they did live, so they're doing it. So Dream Day is in full effect, and it is not only a party within Bottoms Up, it has spilled out into the street, block party style. And so we're going to pick up with the Bottoms Up gang, aka Bug, the Bugs, in the street. On their Dream Day.
We're going for it.
Yes,
we're going for it. We're the Bugs.
That's right, baby. Lock it in.
It's not locked in until there's merch.
We're the Bugs, guys.
One clap.
There's our audience member, our one audience member.
We should start to record in front of one audience member.
I would love that.
Quiet on set. Sound speeding. And we're rolling.
Ah! When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
The whole gang's been partying since their lives were saved and the curse was broken.
Every day, every night. Every
it's
every
been one continuous party that has led to the culmination of Dream Day. So I would actually love to hear from everybody of how it's embodied by your character and what they're actually up to during this party.
Chalice is on Seb's shoulders and she's making a champagne tower that is the height of bottoms up. And she's pouring champagne on the tower of champagne glasses that will certainly not get knocked over at any point.
Beef has a sandwich buffet out. a sandwich buffet, but it's roped off with velvet, velvet rope. And it says beefs only.
It's just for beef?
It says for beef.
There's a lot of people walking up thinking that all the sandwiches are beef and that it's just beef-only sandwiches. And they think that they're open to the public still and beef's having to definitely turn them away.
Shoved in the corner, and it clearly is hitting the ceiling and not fitting very well, is a bounce house that Chip is going to town on. Going to town. He even threw some plastic balls in there, which is not allowed, but he doesn't care. He don't care.
It don't matter, man. It's Dream Day.
Little kid, like, sweaty hair to his face with the red faces that they get when they go in bouncy houses.
Yeah, he sprints over to y'all hanging in the corner, and he grabs a drink, and he's like, okay. And you think he's come to hang out. He's like, okay, I was just grabbing a drink. I gotta go back.
Yep. Drinks it with both hands.
Okay. All right, be back in a sec.
Geppetto Pinocchio's getting a real kick out of sitting on the part that inflates the bounce house so that it starts to collapse on itself and Chip gets so scared. Right when it's about to deflate, he gets off it again.
Oh, okay.
Whee! Seb is busy being a little stinker, so Chalice thinks that she's on his shoulders. It's actually
that's
a
just
cardboard
the cutout. Yeah.
I knew it. Seeing that there was bouncy balls put onto the bouncy castle, I actually put a bunch of cue balls on there, so those are really hard and hurt.
Ow!
And I had a few cue balls left over, so I've put a few cue balls into Beef's sandwiches, and I'm just hanging out.
Why do we have so many cue balls?
Well, actually, good question. So you can either buy two and then they go missing, or you can buy 30 and then you don't have to worry about it for a while.
So the party is in full swing and it's a great party. Honestly, the Bug Crew and Bottoms Up itself has gotten a lot of good publicity just with all of Frasier and more specifically Friends. Y'all have been some popular people. You know, you were broadcast into the homes of most of Frasier where they could see you stand up to the king on several occasions and also, you know, come out looking pretty good. So you're a very popular crew these days and it's made the bar pretty popular as well. And this party is awesome.
Chalice, come bounce with me.
In a minute.
No shoes.
Chalice walks over to the face painting booth and gets the Jennifer face paint. All the bugs are an option. And then she joined Chip in the bounce house.
Whee! Watch out for these hard bouncy balls.
Jennifer's taking a bath at the very top of the champagne tower in champagne.
Don't let it fall, Chalice.
She's talking to a cardboard cutout
of Chalice
on top of
<That's
awesome. laughs> Seb's shoulders.
Josh is such a good listener today.
The crowd starts to quiet down and all heads turn because it looks like Beef's about to take the stage in the middle of the street, block party style, and rock the house.
Hey, everybody.
Woo! Yeah!
Everyone's screaming.
Your voice is back, baby. You got your voice back.
Everybody looking at my behind. I'm Beef. He's shaking hands while he's going up to the stage. Everybody good and everybody right. Beef's gonna make it up to the stage before night. Yeah.
Is he though? Because he's going so slow towards the stage.
He has to shake all the hands.
I'm taking a bite of my sandwich. Love it. Yummy. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice again, Beef. It's heaven.
Oh, yeah. Now launch me up onto the stage, Chippy boy. I'm ready to rock.
All right, Chip picks Beef up and grabs a sandwich out of his hand and shoves it into his mouth so it makes him nice aerodynamic projectile and launches him onto the stage.
All right, just give me an athletics check just for old time's sake.
A 10.
I'm full of sandwiches, so.
With a 10, you definitely go straight into the champagne tower.
That was, if I'm being honest, I set it up for Beef to knock it over.
We'll put this tower of champagne here. My God.
It's like in an action movie where two people are walking back and forth across the street with a bunch of crates or a big pane of glass. You know that it's going down.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. For my dream day, I got a Costco membership. Those glasses cost me nothing. All right. I got 30 cue balls, 100 champagne flutes, and it was 170 gold pieces.
Is Jennifer taking any hit points?
No. I jumped out just in time.
Now, there was some screaming and some, like, oh my goodness, as the champagne tower fell, but it's also kind of serving as potentially a great cue to start a rock and roll set.
Yeah! Let's go!
And just as Beef goes to hit the first string on his lute, everything on stage goes silent.
What?
And you guys can give me an Arcana check if you'd like.
Would love to.
22. Not a bad first roll of the season, Chalice. Thank you, Chalice.
Chalice, you recognize immediately that someone has cast the spell silence on the area of the stage. So no sound is able to emanate from anything that's happening on stage, including Beef. But the silence is quickly filled by the ringing of a bell. And you look over to see standing on an enormous Goliath's shoulders is a much smaller man dressed in the colors and garb of Frasier with an enormous 3-point hat and a large feather sticking in it.
Ooh.
Hear ye, an announcement from the crown.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Now we're about to rock and roll.
Beef, we can't hear you. You're silent, dude. Chip's pointing to his ears like you do when you're on a Zoom call and the person's muted.
Beef's pointing to his belly and he's slapping it, but there's no noise.
I am John the Crier, and I have an announcement from the king.
Oh, I hate this guy.
By royal decree, by the king. Are you guys talking while I'm talking?
Yeah, stop crying, dude.
Oh my God, I don't even do that anymore. It's not...
Yeah, he does.
John, there's still pictures of you at your high school of you crying.
Yeah, that was so long ago. Where'd you get that? Stop!
This guy's too easy to bully, Chip.
I know.
It's not even fun.
You're right. It's not fun.
Not Oliver's face.
Okay, John, what is it?
No, I can't even see through my freaking tears. Give me a second. By royal decree, by the king.
Oh, my God.
I hate this guy.
Yeah, I
so
hate this
much.
Guy.
And this is a total coincidence and not personal, but singing is now illegal without an accreditation from the king.
Well, shoot.
Wait.
Chalice immediately jumps onto the stage and holds Beef's hand because she knows he's about to lose it.
You sick son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Who sent you?
I didn't even
Who sent you,
rule.
You motherfucker? Who sent you, you motherfucker?
The king, I told you.
You're a big old f-
aren't you? You don't even know how to fuck your wife, right? You chump. How about I fuck your wife?
Whoa, B!
He just got his voice back. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's just scared.
No, I know exactly what I'm saying. I'm going
to
find your wife. I'm going to dine her. I'm going to give her a show her a good time. And then I'm going to make love to her the way that you could never make love to her.
Oh, my God. Who told you that? Did she tell you that?
She didn't have to tell me anything. It's written all over your sad sack face.
Beef. Eat one of these brownie bites. I got them at Costco. I have so many of them, and they're so good. You're obviously low blood sugar right now.
No, I'm not. Beef eats the brownie. Yeah, you're right. I was getting a little out of hand.
See, that's what I mean. That brownie.
Oh, you're hangry.
Anyone who's caught singing without an accreditation from the Crown, okay, they're going to get put in the stocks. All right, and if they try to avoid punishment, it's only going to get worse. And that's just the rules. I don't make the rules.
Stock market?
Seb, I think they mean the thing where you put your head in and your little hands in there.
Regular Joe, sing a song.
Got a whale of a tale, and I'll tell you lads, whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish.
And then out of nowhere, like shadow. It's almost like the air turned into the shape of a body. They're featureless. They're almost Whoa. Made of wind and shadow. Just appear around regular Joe, grab him, lift him off his feet.
Oh, about the girls I've loved and I'm alone.
And take him 20 feet over to the stocks, slam his wrists into it and his head, and it latches over him, and he is now in the stocks.
Oh,
well, at least he can still sing. I mean, right? Look at him. He can still sing.
I don't know, Beef. That looked awful.
Chalice, that was your fault entirely.
Was it?
You told him to do it.
The featureless shadow wind people dissipate.
Oh, man.
How do we get accredited?
Yeah.
You apply for accreditation. Yeah. I believe the area that handles that would be, the only, I guess.
Get it together, John.
Who married you? Jesus.
Oh my God.
Like, it was arranged. And I.
Yeah.
And I didn't even like her. And so. It makes sense to just like me either.
Yeah, right. You're in love with her.
You love her.
I am in love with her.
You freaking love her, dude. Sucks.
Go to the Narrowway Guild. They're the people who would give you the accreditation.
Oh, son of a gun.
Mother. God.
Okay, you don't have to go there. They'll come to you. I'll set it up.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, appreciate that, John. Thank you. I'm sure you're a wonderful husband.
Thank you. And if you guys want to, I don't know, hang out, you know where to find me.
We're busy. Oh,
we're actually busy that night.
I have that thing where I fall asleep when I'm around people I don't like.
Yeah, and we have to be there for that.
Even Bilster doesn't like me, and I work with him every day. He acts like he can't hear me or talk, but I heard him talk, and I heard him hear before.
Now, no one ask him who Bilster is. Don't
Beef,
take the bait.
Beef, I gotta know who Bilster
is. He's trying to bait you, man.
Guys,
Chip,
I gotta
know. Chip,
I gotta
look at
know.
Me. Stay strong. You've got this.
Okay.
You don't
okay.
have that.
I won't ask.
Bite?
I won't ask.
Do you want a brownie bite?
Okay. I will take a brownie bite. Hey, regular Joe, ask who Bilster is.
God, a whale of a tail.
Oh, no.
You see wind go into his mouth and stop him from singing.
Oh. So that's what happens. Okay. I was wondering what would happen if he kept singing.
All right, so party on, I guess, and we'll see you if any other laws change that are not specific to you guys, and it's not because the king has a vendetta against you specifically, Bug.
Sort of feels like they do because I made my dad sign a paper that he wouldn't kill us for a whole year, so it sort of...
But now they're just going to torture us?
No, John, you promised that it has nothing, it's not personal, right?
Yeah, he did say that.
I promise! Come on, Bilster, let's go.
Oh, he's been here... Bilster that is here.
He slaps the top of the he slaps the top of the head of the Goliath that he's on the shoulders of and starts walking.
Oh,
that's so sad.
So now the party's kind of in an awkward, silent moment. There's a bunch of shattered glass to the right of the stage.
Her name is Chalice, okay?
Shattered
and,
glass.
And one of the party members has just gotten forced into the stocks from Shadow Wind people.
Okay, everybody, go home. 3-week party over. Beef's too sad, and when Beef's sad, makes me sad, which makes Chip sad, which makes Seb sad. So sad. We're just going to call it here. Yeah.
There's no singing. There's no party. You can't have a party, no singing.
Beef flipped the craft service table with all the stuff on it onto the ground.
Beef.
But then
Beef
he sits on the ground and he's gonna makes eat a it. Sandwich. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he makes a sandwich checks on out. The ground.
Chip sits down next to Beef and puts his arm around him. He's like, hey, Beef, you did a whole season without singing. I think we can make it another couple days. It'll be okay.
I almost died. And I almost died.
I know. But
this is so unfair. Why does the guy, the Mr. Crier, gets to do that?
I know. Dude, you're telling me that I was going to try out for Night Night School's a cappella group tonight.
No, you weren't. You listened to me. You really gonna do it?
I really was gonna do it. I decided to get more involved with campus activities, and you know, I just
wait. You were gonna try out for the I could tell you what I'm thinking.
Yes, they rock.
Yeah, I could tell you what I'm thinking. They rock.
They rock, man.
Rock.
They rock.
Oh, that was
and Chip. Oh, man. You deserve to be on that, man. You were going to meet so many people.
I know. I was really, you know, I just felt like I want some friends at school because I feel like I'm always just going there and doing homework or whatever. And then
yeah, but you don't want to get too close with anybody, you know. We're top tier friends. These are just
kind of. Oh, yeah.
These are D-list.
Brownie bite. Have another brownie bite and put down the knife. Put down the knife.
These are D-list friends, right? Like when we're busy or I'm
backup
dead,
friends.
You can
yeah,
hang
what
out
you
with
call
them.
Backup friends. I need some backup friends.
Yeah, good.
Mostly
good,
for good. Copying homework, right?
Oh, my God, guys. Everyone left so fast and it zooms out and the block is completely empty.
Whoa. There's so many tumbleweeds.
What the hell?
An unreasonable number of tumbleweeds.
Yeah, wow. And they're all demanding drinks. Get out of here.
These were so thirsty.
No.
I roll for initiative.
No.
We're hijacking this episode. We're doing our thing now. We're fighting a bunch of tumbleweeds.
How strong are they?
We come in peace. We're just so thirsty.
Okay, I rolled an 8.
The tumbleweed gets to go first. The tumbleweed lightly grazes Beef's calf.
Oh!
Get inside!
Oh, Chalice tripped, and we're
no! Leave her!
Off my foot!
What are you saying?
Leave her!
That's your girlfriend,
Chip.
In order to put an end to whatever this is, I'm just going to time jump 3 days.
What do you mean? Okay. What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Put an end to what? What?
So, 3 days later...
Seb has an eye patch.
Charles and Chip are not speaking.
And it is 3 days later, but it is 3 days... later into the future where there is no singing in France. Oh, there is no music. Not even a bird in a tree can be heard. It is just the sounds of everyday life. But somehow there's not even music to that. Sometimes there can be a music to conversations, just a busy town square or the sound of a bar when it's busy. But somehow even the music has been sucked out of that. It's almost like everything, if sound was color, everything is very gray.
We gotta get a hold of this Narrowway Guild.
Yeah, do you think that they remember me? Like, do you think that they remember me bad style or good style? Like,
good style, Beef.
Only
beef.
Good style. Good You're style.
Incorrect. I remember you bad style.
Oh my God.
It's me, your old friend, Pompous Prestigious.
I knew you.
Can't even say my name.
It's you. It's Pompous Prestigious. I said it exactly at the same time you said it.
Well, should we get this over with? I've been tasked with seeing if you are fit for an accreditation from the crown in order to be able to sing in the town of Friends.
Beef hops off the bar, walks up to him. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
Well, I'm not. I'm sitting down, and I'd like a drink.
Here's a glass of champagne on the house. Throws Jennifer out of the champagne glass. And the glass on the table. This is on us.
Give me a sleight of hand check to see if you threw a rat out of that drink without him seeing
Did
it.
Did I? Did you see it? I botched.
Oh, I'm, a plant.
I'm a plant.
So essentially what Chalice ended up doing is throwing a full drink in his face with a rat in it and then offering him the empty glass. And so Jennifer is now on essentially his face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Okay. Kind of the start that I expected. I thought it'd be going poorly at an 11 out of 10, and somehow you have surpassed my expectations, bottoms up.
Pompous isn't the cat guy, is it?
No, that is my... I don't know how you could confuse this. He looks like an anthropomorphic cat.
Sorry.
And he talks like a psychopath.
Also, I'm not remembering. Is his name Cats?
His name's Cats.
Yeah, you're not Cats.
Wow, Cats here, guilty.
Oh. I remember you.
When are we getting this thing started? We've got 4 appointments today.
Well, we're starting this now. We're starting this at Pompous Prestigious. We get ready to get blown away.
Mm-hmm. Blow them, Beef.
I'll blow them. I'll blow you.
There is a small stage here, I see. I will make myself comfortable, and Cat will be comfortable. Cats will be comfortable as well in the front row. And if there's anything you'd like to say, why don't you take the stage and begin by saying it?
I'd like to start by saying I'm proud of myself and my friends.
Snaps.
You can't bring us down. No, no, no. You cannot bring us down.
He would normally be singing this if he could.
Wait, is he allowed to sing during the audition?
Singing will be a part of this, of course.
And I won't get arrested.
And he won't get stalked.
And wind won't go in my mouth.
Correct. You won't be stalked or wind mouth.
Wind mouth.
We have special clearances here. You will have an accreditation. If you are asked to sing, I will put the accreditation upon you, making you free from the rule.
Ooh.
Now, I was just looking for some simple, you know, introduction of yourself. That was little bit of beat poetry. I don't know what that quite was, but we'll count that as your intro.
Sure. Yeah, my name's Beef. That's Chip.
Hey.
That's Seb. He's got a new Costco card.
Hi. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about it if you have a minute.
And that's Chalice.
And Chalice is drinking the glass of champagne with Jennifer in it and does a little cheers motion.
And I'm Jennifer, but we already met.
So, without further ado, why don't we start with a singing test? Seems
easy.
Rather proper and appropriate.
La 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 la.
The wind people come out and they start to get you, but so he jumps up. Oh, and he goes and puts the pin on you, the accreditation,
whoa,
just in time before they grab you.
Oh my god. Holy hell, I need one of these apparently, huh? You said it was okay, I could sing.
If you had the pin on.
Oh my god, you gotta be more clear, sir.
You're right, that was on me. I apologize.
And can I snag me one of those? I got an audition coming up real soon.
And what now?
Yeah, my buddy, if he could grab one too, he's got a big audition tonight.
You know what? I don't think it'll make a difference if you show up or not.
I could tell you what.
Yeah.
You can't say that because you haven't heard the pipes on him. And you can't because we can't sing in this world.
Well, you tell me if I have the authority to make these types of judgment calls. For I'm about to guide Sweet Beef here in a little bit of a vocal warm-up and a vocal test.
Throw whatever you want at him. He will crush this test because he's the most talented beef in the world.
Yeah.
Beef really quick. He messages Chip, and he's gonna tell him that, hey man, when I'm done with this pin, I'm gonna slide a hand at the.
For
you're gonna make that
sure.
Audition.
I'm ready for
over
it.
My dead
I'm
body. You're gonna miss that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, don't die. Yeah, we just did that last season.
Beef, are you ready to repeat after me?
I am. And he skips up onto the stage.
And to be clear, I'm not looking for any improvisation.
Sure, hate that stuff.
Here we go and begin. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
There was an extra la there.
Yeah. He did an extra la.
Yeah, I heard it too.
But it sounded better.
And he did just a little markdown.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
This is going
Beef's nervous.
La, this is going la, so la, poorly. La. Oh,
Beef's
God.
Nervous.
Look at that, but the way I do my walk, I'm a ladies' man. No time to talk, you can dance. It's a time to talk in a bit of hawk. I've been flying around like a dog. Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
He's panicking, Chip. Instead,
he said he's been flying around like a dog, and then did
it. He's still going. Oh,
the
God.
Smooth I talk, the smooth I walk. I walk with the finest of their talk.
Can Chalice do something? I'm going to do something to get him to stop singing.
You must do something.
Can I use suggestion? Can I use suggestion to get him to stop singing?
Everybody got a
hand. Oh my God! Stop, Beef! Stop!
Everybody got socks on
their
head.
Stop singing! Stay! Stop singing!
Stop singing, Beef! Stop singing!
And both Cats and Pompous Prestigious are just wide-eyed, and they pause, staring up at Beef for a good 3 seconds, and then silently, slowly look down and start making some notes on a pad of paper.
How was that? How was that? Was that good?
How did I do? It was remarkable, and I have some remarks I'm writing down here for you. Let's see.
Beef, let's be honest, that was a prank audition. Let's get the real stuff going now, because that was just a prank.
Yeah, wow, I can't even believe I was
Did you fall for that?
I forgot. Yeah, did
you fall for that?
I guess.
That's silly.
Yeah, that's dumb. Okay.
That was just
you
a joke.
Idiot.
All right. Are you asking for another go at the first test?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. then repeat after me.
Easy.
Dun 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 dun.
If you got
dum,
this.
Dum 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 dum.
It's long, but it's okay.
It's from your childhood. It's somewhere deep inside you.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh
no. Oh no.
Do 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 do.
Jeez.
Do 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 do.
Wait, let's just do the next section.
All right, we'll circle back. We'll keep the original score for now and circle back.
What the hell was that? God. That kind of score was made for demons or something. That was a demonic tone that you gave me.
We're going to move right into the history of music.
Uh-oh.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Me included. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, 6 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 11 subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. That's rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So the first question of three.
Chip, if you know any of the answers, send it to Beef through your brain.
I for sure will. You let me know if you know the answer too.
Okay, Seb, and you let me know if you know the answer.
Thank
okay?
you for including me in this, okay?
Wait, Seb, do you have any music books?
I got them at Costco, so I have 10 copies of the same one.
Did you get like an encyclopedia of music or anything like that?
No, it's just the making of that one Oasis album.
Could be helpful.
Could be helpful. Oh, Beef.
Enough.
Okay.
Your first question is, Lady Florenstein, who is said to have brought music to the central lands of Frasia, was known for playing one instrument and one instrument only. What instrument is that?
Sure. Yeah. I know this. Beef's clapping his hands.
Can we do a history check?
My history is -1.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. 14.
You've got it. At least you can like kind of picture Lady Florenstein in your head. And she's gorgeous. And you remember that she's playing some sort of stringed instrument. You've ruled out a lot of the different sections, but you've only got it narrowed down to some sort of string instrument that you would pluck or pick the strings.
Harp.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, harp. Easy.
You got lucky.
Oh!
Beef kind of moonwalks on the stage. He's like, lucky, luck is my middle name. And he does a Michael Jackson twirl.
Beef, you don't have a last name.
I don't. Wait.
Your last name starts with a T.
It's Tartar.
Oh, it's Tartar. I forgot everything.
Wow, Beef's really going through it up there.
He's doing great. I'm really worried.
He's manically smiling.
Oh,
no.
He keeps doing Michael Jackson moves.
Oh, God.
But he's never met the guy. Doesn't Beef, know who buddy. He is.
Quit going.
What moves is he doing?
All right, next question. You find yourself in a dungeon, for a king has become upset with you. You have to play a song, but you don't have an instrument. You need to create one using only items you would find in a dungeon. What instrument do you create, and how do you create it?
A tambourine with the shackles around my wrists.
Yep.
That one, there's no, like, specific right answer. It's more of like a short answer, and we're deliberating on it now.
I think it was good.
Okay. Settle down, kids. And the third and final question, Beef.
Man, that was that a history question? That that's a really creative question.
Yeah, what?
Beef, just take it. Beef,
this
just,
is a hard test,
just,
guys.
Just take it.
Okay, okay. I was just saying, I just was wondering.
It must have happened sometime in history.
Third one is a gimme. It's a softball, let's be honest. But before it was changed, 328 years ago.
Oh, I know this. I know
what
this.
Was Fraser's original national anthem?
It was this. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Wake up your windows. Wake up your doors. Mm-hmm. Wake up your loved ones. It's time to wake up. Good
Seb
morning.
Chalice, I don't think this is right.
I know it's not right. I know it.
How do you wake up your windows?
I think you like open the shade, if I had a guess.
Well, that's a good guess.
When Beef opens his eyes to look at his audience of two, Cat is curled up in a little ball asleep on his chair. Give me a performance check, actually, Beef.
Good or bad?
Maybe he's like Seb and he falls asleep around people he doesn't like.
Okay, luckily, I rolled an 8, but luckily I got plus 10 for my performance, so 18.
Holy shit. So you notice a tear in the corner of Pompous Prestigious's eye that he kind of wipes away as well. And he goes,
it was beautiful and incorrect. Not a single word of that was the original national anthem. But
Door? I think Door's in the original one. No?
Wake Up Your Windows?
Wake Up Your Windows is definitely
Wake Up Your Windows definitely one of the lyrics, right?
Please.
It is not.
Please?
Please.
And I hate to cut this short, but we've seen enough. And he takes the pin off of Beef's chest and starts to move towards the door as he gently wakes up cats.
Wait. Beef's in the door. Okay, everyone stop.
What?
No one's leaving here. There's got to be something else we can do. Please, please, please. I just got my voice back. This is my pride and joy. This is my soul. You're ripping my soul out. There's got to be something we can do. Please.
He looks at cats. Well, there might be something you could do for me.
Anything, anything. I gotta sing, and my buddy's gotta make his awk audition.
Please, please give us that pin.
Yeah, I really want to date a guy in an acapella group. Please give him that pin.
There's one way that I could give you this pin, and I'll give you the rub. Here's the lowdown. The situation is, despite my immense talent and my thorough knowledge of all things music and its lush history, I have not been able to write a hit song. And somehow you, Beef.
Yes?
You somehow have a conduit to the human heart. You understand how to write a song that transcends. You were,
thank you.
You're one of the most popular modern artists. And I'd hate to admit it, but it's something I've long desired for, is to not only be a master of music in my own heart, but in the hearts of all. So, if you want that pin, what I need you to do is write a song for me.
Whoa.
Write a song for you.
And not just any song, but a hit song.
Oh my god, okay. Okay.
You don't have to do it right now on the spot. I will give you 24 hours.
Can we help him?
Yes.
Nice.
You can help.
We got this. Thank you, sir. You won't regret it.
Wait, hold on. I do have a question. In terms of singing, what's kind of your vibe?
Yeah, what do you like? What do you like to eat?
Here's the thing. Every song that I've written has repulsed everyone I've ever showed it to.
Oh.
So yeah. I'm not...
How'd you get in the guild?
My ego isn't so big that I'm saying it has to be something that I like. I just want it to be a hit.
Okay.
I kind of just want him to sing a little bit.
Oh, you want to know my range?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Give us the low note, the middle note, and the high note.
Yeah. Only yes, those. That's three. The funniest way of doing it. Yes, Beef, yes, you're right.
Oh.
Okay, really
a G.
Low. Really
a
low.
G, yeah.
Also,
oh, a G.
A G also.
All these dogs are running into bottom.
Shoo! Shoo! Shoo!
Shoo!
Oh my, that's my range.
Wait, I fell outside. Oh no!
Leave her! Leave her!
And my part of the deal is I need some in my and maybe a little bit of.
Can we bleep all of that?
Like full bleep.
I would actually 100% like a full bleep. And I would like a thank you from the audience.
Also,
because yeah. I just protected
need an
you
apology.
From
you're welcome,
too.
Audience.
I feel like I can't make eye contact
that was
with you guys
upsetting.
Anymore.
You were gone. You left.
No, that was Katz. That wasn't Sean. That was just Katz.
No longer here. Anyone else feel sick?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So I will see you on the morrow. Best of luck. I can feel the musical juices flowing from you all already.
Okay. Good we're not going to do Katz things, though.
All right, bye.
Understood.
Bye, good night, bye.
What the heck? What gives?
And lock the door. Toggle, 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 toggle. Lock, toggle, yeah. Lock, toggle.
Install
lock,
three
lock,
locks and lock those
lock,
two.
Lock. Ooh, okay.
Move the whole bar up to the door.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Beef, let's write a hit song.
What rhymes with fun?
Oh, no.
Maybe we divide and conquer with this one. Chip, you've got the handle with the rhymes. Give me all the rhymes. Give me any rhyme you can find.
Okay, I'll grab the rhymes.
Or list of any rhymes.
Cool, so I'm not going to come up with the sentences in between, just the words at the end that rhyme with one.
Correct. Because, Seb, you are going to find me sentences.
Interesting.
You're going to find
me
sentences.
A game of Mad Libs, I think.
They have to match my words.
Yeah.
What about me, Beef? What about me?
Chalice, I need you to get as much information as possible.
About what?
I said what I needed to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Okay, forgot.
Chalice, I think that was it, yeah.
I'll try my best.
Get as much information as possible.
All right, Beefy, what do you need from Jenny?
Jenny, I'm going to need you to keep rolling in the champagne because I work best when I'm in pain. Give me my drink.
That's right. In order to think like a rock star, you got to party like a rock star.
Heck yeah, we're partying all night, Jenny. You and me.
Yabo!
What are you going to be doing?
Well, I got to get in the mindset like Jenny said. I have to go to a deep, dark, dark, tortured place inside my soul. A place I have not gone in so long. Beef's looking through at a mirror. A place I haven't been. In so long.
So like writing the melody and stuff?
Yeah, like picking up an instrument, maybe. Plucking away.
Yeah. I'll
Be, oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Beef goes up on stage and he grabs a little guitar.
A lute.
Thank you.
Great.
I think lute is short for a little guitar, to be fair.
Lutey lute. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come up with words right now. This is real.
Okay, yeah, I'm coming up with some sentences right now.
And everyone else has a real thing, and I'm just going to Google some stuff, I think.
Okay, so, yeah, Chalice's information is going to be the chorus.
Okay. And, Ben, you are leaving the sentences, the last word of the sentence blank for me? Correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, Chalice, you understand what you're doing?
I know exactly what I'm doing, Beef.
Perfect. Okay. And Beef's just plucking away at the lute.
Don't you worry, Beef. I'm making toilet wine.
Thank you, Jenny.
And Beef, you want some inspiration?
And she opens up. She's wearing a leather jacket all of a sudden. She opens up the leather jacket. On the inside, you see one stick of Bazinga, that like black-looking stick of bubble gum.
Oh, I should be a good role model for all those children out there. Just give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want to sing. I want to sing. I want to
Don't chew me.
I don't want to be a singer. God, oh God. What kind of song is this? And he's rubbing his hair and his head and he's rubbing his face and he's like, what kind of song is a hit song?
Beef, I have the information about anything
good
that you asked for.
Great, that's our chorus.
I have some sentences.
Perfect. Verses.
Beef, I got the rhymes. Beef, it was... I'm not doing great, but I got the rhymes.
Yeah, we're all not doing great.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I know I really appreciate you all putting all your time and effort into this.
Anything for you.
Okay, so this is going to be called Rocket to the Moon, and it's going to be an R&B style.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great.
I love that you didn't want to hear the lyrics before you named it. I think that's bold in a cool way.
Yeah. Okay, let me see what you guys got.
Okay, so first word of Rocket to the Moon is Porky Pig said go to
mountainside.
I said eat my big
mountainside.
I was walking down the
acapella
just to see if I could find somewhere to...
Salmonella.
The thing I saw made me...
Spelling bee.
Babe, these words.
I screamed loud and painfully for all to...
Amputee.
Spelling bee with amputee.
Are you ready for the chorus, Beef?
I guess.
Okay. It's impossible for most people to lick their elbow. Most people fall asleep in 7 minutes. It's physically impossible for pigs to look up at the sky. If you sneeze too hard, you could fracture a rib. And a shrimp's heart is in its head.
That's a long
You
quiz.
Can go like, and a shrimp's heart is in its head.
That's beautiful, hon.
And it's and the song is called Rocket to the Moon?
Yes.
It's impossible for people to lick their elbow. Most people fall asleep in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
It's physically impossible for pigs to look up at the sky. If you sneeze too hard, you could fracture a rib.
Yeah.
And a shrimp's heart is in its head.
But like R&B style.
But R&B style.
All right, Beef, you got all of the pieces kind of put together from all of us. You're on Bazinga. And you've got...
You are what?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Beef roll. Give me a D100 roll.
84.
So for the next hour, you can walk on walls and ceilings.
Okay, well.
That's kind of a best case scenario.
Yeah, that ain't too bad.
not helpful.
Better believe. Beef says, I'll be in my room. And he walks up the wall and in onto the ceiling.
What? Whoa, what the hell?
And he montages him putting this song together.
In order for there to be a montage of putting a song together, there has to be a song for the montage. So the montage song kicks in and everyone is in high gear trying to create a hit song. What does it look like for everybody as time passes and the candles, you know, start to get lower and lower as they melt throughout the night and the clock's hands are spinning slowly around and night is slowly turning into dawn.
Chalice is bringing trays and trays of deli meat into Beef and tossing it into his mouth from afar because she's scared that he's going to bite her hand. And then her and Chip are like hanging out and making out in the stairs between deli meat runs.
Chip is trying to fit the bouncy house through the door of the bedroom because if he's going to be in there, he wants to bounce, but it won't fit, so... So he goes back to making out with Chalice.
Seb was throwing a bunch of darts at balloons filled with paint, but takes a minute to go to the bathroom, and then the lights start flickering, and he checks outside the stall, and there's a tumbleweed right there, and he yells! But no one hears him.
Are we being helpful, Beef?
Yeah, Beef.
Yeah. Everyone, Porky Pig said go to mountainside. Scribbles more. It is possible for most people to lick their own elbow.
It is. It's impossible, Beef. Don't try to do it.
Oh, okay. It's not possible. Okay. Done.
Done?
Done.
Done. Dun, 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 dun. See, I can do it. Jesus, that guy's a prick. All right. We've got it.
Did someone say prick?
Ooh. Yeah. You left cats at home, right?
I did. Okay, thank you. That was a lot. Even for me, cats in any dose more than small is too much.
Agreed.
Did someone say prick?
Oh,
God.
No.
Okay, well, here is the sheet music, sir, Mr. Pompous Prestigious. I think you're going to find that you are going to love what we wrote.
Rocket to the moon. All right. Well, let's see here. Porky Pig. Was that an acapella? What?
Said what?
Beef takes his sheet music and he's about to go up onto the stage. He's like, let me just we'll sing it out for you. And
whoa. Thank you for writing the hit song, but the first time I hear this, I'd like to hear it from someone who's an accredited singer. Actually, we brought someone to demo this for us. This way, I'll actually be able to tell if it's something special. Arnie, take the stage.
Oh, sure. Excuse me, Arnie. Sorry. I guess I'll just
that
sit
guy's cool.
Down. He's really tall. Okay, let me
tall
just sit down.
Cool.
Porky Pig said, go to mountainside. I said, eat my big fountainside. I was walking down the acapella just to see if I could find somewhere to salmonella. The thing that I saw made me spelling bee. I screamed out loud and paint for all to amputee. It is impossible for most people to lick their own elbow. To lick their own elbow. Most people fall asleep in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. If you sneeze too hard, you could fracture it. A shrimp's heart is in its head.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I could have sang that like as good or maybe better.
Oh my God, I thought it was going to be really bad.
Out there.
Oh my God.
That was amazing. That was so amazing. You did it.
Holy cow.
Beef bounds up onto the stage. What do you think?
Pompous Prestigious just kind of puts his hands on his knees and stands up, walks slowly towards the stage, looks you dead in the eyes, undoes a pin off his chest, and pins it on yours.
Whoa.
Wait. Shut up. Did I just do that?
Beef! You're credited!
Did we just do that?
We? Oh, thanks, Beef. Yeah, we just did that.
Thank you, Mr. Narrowway Guild.
Thank you, Mr. Guild.
Mr. Prestigious. It's Pompous Prestigious. You know that.
I don't care.
And neither do I. Now that I've got my hit song, you're going to be seeing a lot of my face, I'm sure. Because if there's one thing I'm certain of, it's just the music that makes you famous, and it has nothing to do with appearances or charisma.
Sure.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Cats, come now.
Well, I didn't get my part of the bargain yet.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't.
Please leave.
Play.
No,
go. Lock, toggle.
And they get pushed out of Bottoms Up.
Thank God.
Beef shuts the door and he looks at his friends and he goes,
Beef, sing something! Sing something!
Do it now! Do it now!
Oh my God.
Beef.
Yeah?
Would you mind if, Chip, you have a couple more minutes before your audition. Beef, could you lend Chip your pin and maybe we could hear his audition?
Yeah.
He'll give it right back, Beef.
I'll give it back.
You better give it back, though.
I'm going to give it back.
No, you better give it back.
I'm going to give it back. I promise.
Feel like Chalice, I don't think he's going to give it back.
I'm going to give it back.
I'll make him Beef. Trust me, I don't want him being able to sing a cappella outside of rehearsals.
Guys. And I'm covered in tumbleweeds.
Oh, no.
Save yourself. No. Okay, welcome to acapella auditions. Make sure your audition is good. Make sure your audition is short.
Can do.
We here at Night School take acapella very seriously. So
same here. Me too.
Great. And we're hearing a lot of feedback from you while we're talking so far, but you are up first.
Yes, Mr. Hoy. Yes, that's right. And as you can see, I am accredited.
Okay.
Show us what you got.
Okay. I'm going to do the real audition song that I did when I was in college a cappella.
Just be prepared to do it under duress.
Oh, is that okay? That's a concern. Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl found another and gone away.
With now, do it when I throw this wrench at you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that?
I'm going to throw a wrench at you.
Oh, and I have to dodge it?
Up to you.
Okay, great. We'll do. With or with my future, my life is out.
Chip, how'd it go? What happened? Did you get it?
Ow.
Oh my God, you're bleeding. What did they do to you?
I got it. I did get it.
Yay.
Guys, they're back.
Get inside!
I assume that's the season-wide arc, is us fighting tumbleweeds the whole time. Am I correct?
It has to be.
No spoilers. Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, Elizabeth, Aaron, and I worked out the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. Extra shout out to Arnie Parrott for bringing the hit song Rocket to the Moon to life. And extra shout out to Sam Carroll for mixing this song. You can follow Arnie Parrott on socials at Arnie Parrott. And if you didn't know, now is actually an excellent time to check out our Patreon. We have over 100 episodes of content on the Patreon ready for your listening and viewing pleasure. From one-shots like Amos's Anatomy to in-world character-driven shows like Chip's Tips, to diary entries re-examined from the past by Elizabeth and Aaron, to one-shots set in the land of Frasier. The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating this show that we love. So hop on now for 5 buckaroonies and get access to over 100 hours of content instantly. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is Bad Movies, where Waleed and I chat about why we love bad movies so dang much, our scale for grading these movies, and some of our favorites that we've seen over time. So if you've been on the fence for a while about joining the Patreon, this is your sign. There's your sign. You can check it out at patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun. Finally, if you want to keep up with the gang, you can follow the show on Instagram at sitcomdnd. That's sitcom and the letters D-N-D. This is where you can get sneak peeks at upcoming episodes and future guests, see your favorite pull quotes from that week's episode, and get hot and spicy memes relating to the show. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.